Prime Minister's threatening to use legislation to force internet search engines to do more to stop users accessing images of child sex abuse online. In a BBC interview, he said search firms like Google must do more to stop results from what he described as depraved and disgusting search terms. Jim Killick is the Executive Director of the Open Rights Group. Hello, Jim.
Hiya.
Morning to you. And Jim Gamble, former head of Child Protection. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning. Jim Gamble, we were talking about this on Five Live last night, you and I, and you think that the Prime Minister's gone after the wrong target here. Why? Why are these search engines not the right target? They're making the big money and they're passing people through their system into child abuse images.
Well, I mean, I don't agree with that. I think the Prime Minister's involvement is a good thing. Search engines and internet service providers do make money, but is the conversation about making money or child protection? The vast majority of paedophiles don't use Google, Bing or any other search engine to source their child abuse images. They're sharing it in massive numbers on peer-to-peer sites and in the dark web. These aren't stupid people. They manipulate the use of technology so that they can abuse it. And I simply believe the Prime Minister's priority should be identifying, locating and rescuing the children trapped in these images and not on the veneer of a headline that actually won't make that much difference at all.
Jim Killick?
I very much agree, actually. I was very concerned when the Prime Minister pushed the idea that search terms were going to be an answer, when actually most of the things that need to be happening are about the government. It's about resources to Jim Gamble's previous organisation, CEOP. It's about international cooperation to reduce the length of time that it takes to remove child abuse images from websites abroad, which is it still takes days rather than hours, as these sorts of takedowns do with banks. And it's also about tackling money laundering, which again some work has been done on, but more needs to be done. And you know, when it's actually down to David Cameron's government to do most of the law enforcement work, it does perplex me that he chooses instead to focus on a relatively minor problem with search engines, who, as Jim says, probably are not the main conduit for people finding these images.
They might not be the main conduit, but why, Jim Gamble, do you seem to be giving these big companies a buy ball? Why do they not have any responsibility? Fair enough, the majority, and I'll take you know a lot more about this than I do, If the majority aren't accessing it through them, but they're high profile and it's there, and their child sex abuse images on their watch, why should they not be responsible for dealing with it?
Well, it's not that they shouldn't be responsible. This is about prioritising the issue. Whenever I resigned from CEOP, the Internet Service Providers Association that represents these industries actually welcomed my passing as such, and said that they hoped they got a less combative person to follow me. So I am not beyond putting industry under pressure. What my key priority is simply child protection. And what I don't want is a sensible debate about how we best protect children diverted into an issue that's more about, you know, Google being wealthy and Google not paying enough tax. That's a separate issue. If you want to protect children, get to the root cause. People hurt them, people photograph them, and people share those images. 50,000 people in the UK last year are estimated to have been downloading images peer-to-peer. Why are we only getting them arrested in their hundreds? There is no active deterrent. The Prime Minister needs to do what's right, not what's cheap.
Well, what do you think's going on?
Well, I think what's going on is what's easy. I mean, after the terrible murders of Tia Sharp and April Jones, we should have been looking at how do we deal with people who have a deviant sexual interest in children and who go online to satisfy it. But instead, it became more by going online and looking at these images, do they become child sex offenders?
Jim,
that's not how it works.
Have you come across in your previous job, do you actually have much contact with that end user, with the paedophile?
No, I don't have a huge contact with the paedophiles and never did. Officers at the tactical end did. But I've worked with many psychologists, and we created the behavioural analysis unit in CEOP, which involved psychologists interviewing paedophiles once they were captured.
And so my question is this. Can you give us an understanding of how those people do not think they are going to get caught if they're doing something so abhorrent and they're clearly leaving a digital trace? How do they convince themselves they're not going to get caught?
because, you know, listen to what we've just said, 50,000 actively downloading, and in CEOP's annual report last year, 192 arrested on the basis of intelligence they provided. Now, you're not going to get much better odds anywhere. So there's got to be a real and active deterrent. Operation OAR, for all the critics that were out there of it, saw people being regularly and routinely arrested and prosecuted. That created a chilling effect on those individuals going online to source these images. That's real deterrent. And that's where we've got to get to. So certainly have safer design initiatives about, you know, blocking. And the internet industry has blocked since I've been involved in this. Have other, you know, initiatives with pop-ups. Certainly do that. But don't put it in your top five priorities. It comes long after you have invested in child protection units, invested in CEOP, and a real investment, not the rhetoric of we're merging them with the NCA so they'll have access to greater assets.
Okay.
They've always had that access.
All right.